He promised us that he would be a father and that he would love us with a love that would not cease. Resting in those promises today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome. It's Gaither's Homecoming Radio on the air, where the music, and that is music to my ears right there. The friends, oh, the friends. And to you, our friends around the world, thanks for stopping by, checking in. What's sure to be an outstanding hour. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters, ready to get things started, like Kevin Williams.
All right, I'm here. All right.
There's Gordon Mote.
Come on.
We're honored to have Ken Davis sitting around this table. Lauren Talley.
Oh. Hello, everyone.
Gene McDonald.
Hello, folks.
Ooh. Our soft feminine side, Tori Taft.
That would be me.
And the one and only Bill Gaither, who reminds us we can find our yes and amen in Christ.
That's right. And my guests today are affirming and ready to say yes to the promises of God with every song that they sing. Signature sound, the Easter. Hey, it's good.
It is going to be good, Bill. Let's get it kicked off with the whole homecoming gang. And here they are.
It's fun.
With Janet Paschal out front.
When I'm tossed on life's sea, when those waves start troubling me, when it seems there's no refuge I can find, oh, I know where there's a place, I'll find a haven of sweet rest, a strong by the tower that will stand every test of time. Brother David said, lead me to the rock, or won't somebody lead me to that rock? See, Jesus is a rock of my salvation. Oh, it's a sure foundation. Oh, my Jesus is a rock on which I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand.
Janet Paschal and all the homecoming friends as we get started.
Bill, I love this song. I remember when the Imperials did this song, and Gordon, you remember this.
One more song for you
is
the record.
Great! Michael Amardian song, and the vocal band recut this. What a great theme.
I remember being in the studio just coming up with, not wanting to do it too different because the original is so cool, but just wanting to put our stamp on it. This is so cool. Marsh taking the lead at the beginning. I'm Forgiven Vocal Band.
From the start, you held a place in my heart, a place that no one else could fill. Sin kept your spirit from working in me. I couldn't look at life honestly. Until the day my will gave way to the truth that I found in you. I never knew.
from the Love and Life Project, the Gaither Vocal Band, and that great recut of an old Imperials classic.
My good friends, Jeff and Sherry Easter, right here on Homecoming Radio.
Began to blossom, their sweet fragrance filled the air. But when winter came, weather, the petals drooped and fell to the ground. My heart sank as it faded, but I'd forgotten who had made it. And here don't mourn what might have been. Only God knows how and when, but roses will bloom again. Rose was his only sweetheart, a loving wife of 40 years. He cherished every day they had, and he held the memories dear. He never dreamed he'd bury love and go on to live alone. When he lay his rose to rest, he looked to heaven and tried. Broken and bruised in cruel shame, stained the cross at Calvary so that men might be saved. And Satan cheered as he died, while Mary and the others cried. Then God raised him up from death's he kept a promise only he could keep. Roses will bloom again, just wait and see. And don't mourn what might have been, only God knows how and when that
the message. And there's more straight ahead on Homecoming Radio.
We got a room full of fun here.
Yeah,
hope you're
do.
Having a good time with us.
And here's our own Kevy Williams. Thank you.
Kevin Williams and friends here on Homecoming Radio.
So I was talking with my pastor the other day. We were having coffee and I said, so what's like some of the most awkward situations you've ever found yourself in? He's like, are you serious right now? You really want to know some? I said, oh, yeah. I said, people ask me all the time on the road, what's something crazy that's happened to you on the road? What's one of the most embarrassing things? I said, surely pastors have those too. He said, dude, I'm going to just tell you. When I first started pastoring a church out in California, I was a young guy. He said, and I had to preach a funeral for an older gentleman that I had gotten to know. And I really, really thought a lot of him and his sweet wife. They were a wonderful couple in the church. They had a wonderful relationship. They were mentors to so many of our young people. And he was such a wonderful man. And he passed away, and they asked me to preach the funeral. And it was an emotional thing for me. And so I got with the funeral director, and he said, now we've got some music we're going to, you know, put in the service, but if you could just be ready with some remarks and your sermon and whatnot. I said, okay, I got it. Well, I was a little nervous. And so I was getting ready to talk about he and his wife, and I was really thinking about what I was going to say. And it was my turn all of a sudden. And so I went up to the podium there, and I started talking about how much he loved his wife and how they were such an incredible couple. And he said, and then I said, and his wife has a special song that has been their song for many, many years. And back in those days, they had cassette players at the funeral places. And this particular cassette player had a play button for side one and a play button for side two. And so I was ready to hear the Kenny Rogers song Through the Years. But the song we heard was Daytime Friends and Nighttime Lovers. He said, I totally lost it. I couldn't go on.
Well, while down here you travel, you may never have a lot of silver and a lot of gold. Trouble overtake you, your friends, they may forsake you and leave you here to weep alone. But we call on Jesus, we know that he sees us in our every trying hour. From the windows up above, he sends down his love and he keeps us with his heavenly power. Oh, I'm persuaded to believe that the good separates us from the wonderful love of God. Home above, he will send us if we let him live within us while in the sinful world we try. Neither height nor depth nor principalities, things present nor things to come. Though the devil hate us, he can never separate us from the wonderful love of God. Oh, now don't you be a doubter. Come on and be a shouter. Take hold of the Master's hand. Because his love is wider and it's higher than the sky or anything made by man. And though trouble may depress you, his love will caress you, roll your heavy burdens all away. With loving arms he'll strengthen, long-suffering he will lift, and that'll keep you till the judgment day. Oh, I'm persuaded to believe that the good separate us from the wonderful love of God. Home above, he will send us if we let him live within us while in the sinful world we try. Cause neither height nor depth nor principalities, things present nor things to come. Though the devil hate us, he can never separate us from the wonderful love of God. Oh, I'm persuaded to believe that the good separate us from the wonderful love of God. Home above, he will send us if we let him live within us while in the sinful world we try. Cause neither height nor depth nor principalities, things present nor things to come. Though the devil hate us, he can never separate us from the wonderful love of God. Though the devil hate us, he can never separate us from the wonderful love of God.
Mark Lowry, right here on Homecoming Radio.
Here at Homecoming Radio, Warren Wiersbe wrote, "Great names come and go, but the name of Jesus remains."
Here's Brian Free and Assurance.
Little church singing when I was a kid on Wednesday night prayer meetings. Somebody would testify, and then somebody would start the verse of, "In shady green pasture, so rich and so sweet, God leads his children along." It's always been one of my favorites.
Yeah,
I think you're going to love this.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mountain where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along.
And sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of nights, God leaves his dear children alone, away from the mire and away from the clay. God leads his dear children alone, away up in glory, eternity's day. Oh, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire.
Good way to close the show, the Gaither Vocal Band.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little rest and truth through your life, and all the while encouraging you to be filled with the good news of His promises.
We put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see our dates, times, and places for the future Gaither Homecoming concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Don't you lower your voice at me.
You can also get the latest scoop on videos and new projects, link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We'll be back here soon. Join us again. It wouldn't be the same without you. See you later, everybody.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.